Welcome to the meditation. This is Phoenix. We're going to do something different today, and for those who are calling back, I hope that you'll be able to participate with us. We are doing a special meditation for Hurricane Earl. Hurricane Earl is right now a Category 2 as I record this call at 7:15 in the morning on the Monday the 30th. It is a Category 2 storm expected to get greater, going 105 miles per hour, its winds, moving 15 miles per hour right now to the west-northwest, and currently approaching the northern tip of the Leeward Islands and moving towards the other Caribbean islands. Specifically, current specifications, it's 50 miles east-northeast of St. Martin and 170 miles east of St. Thomas, and expected to, and I say expected, to go towards the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico in the next 12 to 24 hours. The concern is storm surge caused by all the weather conditions, and the expectation is that the water level at the coastal areas will rise 2 to 4 feet, and the rainfall could be as much as 4, 8, or 12 inches of rain, and the concern there is flash floods and mudslides. This is pretty much the concern whenever hurricanes are in the or approaching the Caribbean islands. We're not opposed to wind. We're not opposed to rain. We're not even opposed to hurricanes. What our intention is, always, is that we come together help dissipate the energy so it'll take the path of least destruction. We need all life forces. Our desire is that this hurricane take the path of least destruction for all involved. And as divine will always knows, it knows what that is. And we hold this in a space of love, and that's our intention for our meditation, and to open ourselves up to be these divine vessels of peace. And as we do this, and the hurricanes give us this greater opportunity with this appearance of more intense energy, as we do this, it gives us an opportunity to really open ourselves up to be cleansed of all personal storms as we focus on bringing peace to this region and this physical manifestation of storms. So we're doing this for the storm itself and the area it is approaching. We're doing it for ourselves individually. We're doing it for the collective consciousness worldwide, all humanity, to open ourselves up to be divine vessels of peace and bring forth transformation unto grace. Before we begin the meditation, I asked if there was a message from God from the book of the same title, and was given one from page 148 for this particular time. Life sends you lessons, not enemies. Distinguish the what from the who and complete the lesson. So in essence, Earl is a lesson, even though he may appear large and huge, humongous, and an enemy. The reminder to see and respond to events in the world, not always literally, although it is always advisable to get yourself prepared, be ready, but don't get caught up in that. Things oftentimes are more than what they physically appear to be. And to recognize that nothing and no one is there to do things to or against you, although I know it can definitely appear that way at times. It's a reminder that things always are happening for our highest good. It's an opportunity for us to look at things from a deeper level, get the meaning at a different level. Even though, in quote, destruction may happen, it's always an opportunity to upgrade to a better level, to grow and to prosper and to evolve. Things that happen, the appearance of these storms in our life are always a catalyst to raise the energy inside, not to greater unrest, to greater peace, so we may get in touch with the higher wisdom and take the higher path. So I invite you now to join me in meditation, and we'll see how all this comes together. So we will respond to Earl not as an enemy, we will respond to Earl as a lesson and get the message from this hurricane as we open ourselves up to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. And whatever you've been focusing on outside, whatever has been vying for your attention outside, allow it to be left out of this moment as you come inside. Leave it in the outer realm as you come inside, breathing long, deep, gentle breaths into your heart center now. Feeling ease. As you breathe inside, knowing whatever you've been working on or appears to be working on you will be there later and probably transformed to greater ease as you focus inside. Feel the calling inside. And when you're ready, allow yourself to fully come within now. Enter the inner recesses of your heart. Feel the peace. Notice the color or colors. Notice the light. Breathe into this light. As you do, see it expand, grow brighter, wider. See it grow lighter. On your next breath, feel this light extend from the center of your being to your outer extremities, to the tips of your toes, your fingertips, the top of your head. Feel your entire body lit up like a Christmas tree. every cell and atom is charged with this light, this divine light within you. Feel the energy within. Feel every cell and atom of your being, every molecule at the smallest level, pulsating divine love. You are a radiating center of divine love. Feel the peace, the deep peace in your heart. Visualizing scenes of deep peace, love, beauty. I saw a most magnificent waterfall. Feel love pouring through you, nurturing every cell and atom of your being. Harmonizing every cell and atom of your being to this higher vibration. Feel the love pouring forth from the center of your being. The portal of your soul is wide open. Divine love, and you are one. Feel this love. Feel this love. Building greater and greater within. Dear ones, focus your attention in the Southern Caribbean. There, north of South America, band of islands called Leeward Islands, there's St. Martin's and the Virgin Islands, and other islands. Puerto Rico. Focus your attention here. As we gather all on this call, all who are listening in, all the angels who are with us, coming together as one huge, loving, radiating center, the divine love, light, God's perfection. And from your heart center now, from our unified heart center now, as we're here, high up in the atmosphere, looking out, looking down upon Mother Earth and this band of small, small islands. Seeing this cloudy figure spinning counterclockwise. Say hello to Earl. Earl's aware of our presence. We're here on a mission of love. From our unified heart center, focus or allow your divine will to focus on Earl's eye, the center of his soul, the window to his soul, the center, as they say, of the storm. Focus on that center where all the wind seems to come out of. All that hazy white stuff is flowing around. Now together we send 90 billion megahertz, a pure love essence from our hearts. You have more than enough. Together we send 90 billion megahertz, a pure love essence. See and feel from your heart this pure green light, with golden white light all around it, spinning out like a laser beam into Earl's eye. Pure love, spinning from your heart center clockwise, slow, gentle, consistent, pure light essence, God's pure love essence from our unified hearts, 90 billion megahertz, pure light spinning clockwise through Earl's eye. And as you do, see the wispy white air flowing from his eye, beginning to shift direction, moving clockwise, appearing to go backwards. As you continue to send 90 billion megahertz, a pure love essence, green laser beam of light, surrounded with gold and white light. And as it flows, the air becomes cool. Lowering the temperature all around. The waters become cool, gentle, calm. Everything is slowing down. And the air feels lighter, lighter and lighter and lighter. The pressure is lifting as you continue to send 90 billion megahertz of pure love essence, green laser beam of light, surrounded with a sheet of golden white light. Feel the peace, the love flowing forth from our unified heart center, transforming the atmosphere to love, light, and all respond with gentleness. The air, the wind, the rain, everything is calming as you share this love from your peaceful heart. Seeing that light spin out from our collective heart center, spinning clockwise, golden white green light, 90 billion megahertz, a pure love essence, transforming the pressure, the air, the rain, the water, the waves. Everything becomes light, lighter, lightest. Calm prevails here now. Focusing from your heart center on Earl's heart center, see and feel oneness with Hurricane Earl. See and feel he's a child of God, just as you are, as we are. Feel, see, he is a life force, just as we are. Feel love, knowing as each of us has come for a life purpose, he has as well. Continue to send 90 billion megahertz of pure golden white green light to the center of Earl's heart, from our heart to his heart, through the center of his eye, feeling love received. We come to you with a prayer, dear Earl, a prayer of love. We see you, we recognize you, we honor you. Our prayer is simple. We bless you and we thank you for taking the path of least destruction now. Bless you, and we thank you for taking the path of least destruction now under grace, as you willingly dissolve your energy and return back the nothingness from where you came, as we all will at some time, under grace. We bless you and we thank you for taking the path of least destruction now, under grace. as you return back to the nothingness from where you came, now under grace. Feel love sent from your heart as we hold this space and this prayer, 90 million megahertz of pure golden white green love essence now, from your heart to Earl's heart, to the center of his eye, spinning in a clockwise motion, bringing cool air everywhere. Light air everywhere. Gentle air everywhere. Pure love. I asked earlier, just before we began, Earl has a message for us at this time. His reason for being here to share this message. I am a reminder to seize every moment in your life. It's easy to get complacent, give in, go along, and even give up. Life is about growth and full expression. Everything, being in nature, strives to blossom and complete their mission, from the smallest flower to the largest planet. Things happen that seem overwhelming, too much, or impossible. Rise up. Do what you must. Do more than you think you can. As you do, divine inspiration will speak to you again. Listen with the heart of a child. Let go all grown-up expectations and disappointments. Be filled with the sensibilities of wonder and thanksgiving. Work will become play. Frowns will become smiles. Depression will become joy. Act from this inner view, and you, humanity, will prosper in true peace, harmony, and abundance. Thank you, Earl, for that deep, deep message, for your sharing, your purpose for being here. We send 90 billion megahertz of pure love light, green, golden white light, spinning clockwise motion from our unified heart to your heart, dear Earl, thanking you for your message, thanking you for hearing and honoring our prayers. Our prayers of deep love, thanksgiving, honor, and respect. As we send 90 billion megahertz of pure golden white light, spinning in a clockwise motion, restoring calm to you, and the region now under grace, as you willingly return back to the nothingness from where you came, taking the path of least destruction now under grace. feeling such love, the life force energy of Earl. Please repeat with me as you continue to send and feel 90 billion megahertz, a pure love essence spinning in a clockwise motion from your heart to Earl's heart, transforming all under grace now. Pure, cool waves of air, wind, rain, water. Cool, cool waves. The air comes lighter and lighter as we say together, I honor you. Feeling 90 billion megahertz of pure love spinning from your heart to Earl's heart. I respect you. Feeling God working through this situation perfectly now. I love you. Feeling, knowing it is done. I honor you. I respect you. I love you. Feeling love flowing perfectly through our unified heart center now, spinning golden white light, green light at its core, pure love energy spinning clockwise through this area, the center of Earl's heart, being received now under grace. Seeing and feel Earl receive it at his heart center. Acknowledging, accepting, responding with love. As he willingly returns back to the nothingness from where he came, taking the path of least destruction now under grace. Dissolving. Easily. Completely now. As the air filled with God's light, brighter, lighter, feel the peace, the love, harmony restored. Thank you, Earl. Thank you all. Now, dear ones, time to come back to your own heart center. As you feel all those who've joined you on this call, and give thanks. Breathing to your own heart center, feeling absolute peace restored. Connect. connecting with the truth of Earl's message and our message from God. There is great wonder and opportunity for you now. Know this truth. Release the storms, the have-tos, the need-tos. Feel this great peace and lightness of divine love within you now. Focus on this truth, this love, this light. Feel the lightness within. As you breathe into your heart with absolute peace, breathe into your head breathe into your hands, squeezing them ever so gently, and breathe into your feet, squeezing your toes as well. Welcome back, dear one. Bless you and thank you for your divine love, light, goodness now. Know it is done. All is well. God bless. Namaste.